I have a bit of an ice cream headache. I'm not myself today. I'm a little bit out of sorts.
Why?
A little bit down. Because...
What's wrong, big guy?
The good ship Bob was sailing through the harbor this morning. So just on its merry way, it was going off to another day of, I don't know, fishing or whatever the good ship Bob might do. And it took a torpedo on the... Starboard side, is that a good boat term?
Yeah, that would
starboard.
Be right.
We took a torpedo on the starboard side, and we've been taking on water ever since.
Or starboard, yeah.
Starboard?
Yeah.
Okay. Starboard. It's not starboard?
No.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I was just, enjoying some Cocoa Pebbles this morning.
Right.
And listening to the Musers.
I see that contract.
Yeah, okay.
Wow. Cocoa Pebbles are quite reasonable, really, especially with a coupon.
Yeah.
But just mind my own business listening to the E-Break this morning, and the torpedo came from my favorite radio show in the whole wide world, the Gentle Musers. Not to tell the story to you, but rather to allow you to hear the audio. Here is what made Bob get a Cocoa Pebble lodged in his esophagus. Here is just a highlight or two from their show.
Hey, did you see what happened to the Colorado Avalanche last night, Junior?
I did not.
Why don't you ask me?
They got spanked by San Jose 5-2. So the Stars, who had a hard time matching up with Colorado, out 4-1 to the Avalanche. And last night, I watched a little bit of this game, and Colorado just looked clueless.
Hey, I think the Stars are done. I mean, anyone who's still holding out hope...
Well, they are done, because, as I mentioned, Colorado beat them in the first round.
That's my point.
By the way, we didn't get permission to talk hockey from Bob, did we?
We should leave that series to Bob Sturm, and he'll be able to give us the insight, because he's buddies with Billy Guerin. Not Billy Guerin.
Yeah, I shouldn't have said anything about it. I'm sorry.
We'll let him and
all right, I'll tell you what. I'll try to get
Billy.
A hockey clearance over the weekend, and maybe we'll talk about
he's
Sharks
being
and Avalanche.
Territorial about it. It's the only thing he's got going at the station. Let him have it.
Maybe we could get him on the show this morning. Fernando, he's probably at Billy Guerin's house, so try him. See if he's with Billy this morning.
All right.
And,
so what's the story? Bob can't take it that some people on the team don't like Bill Guerin.
Right.
Well, I don't know about that. What are you talking about?
Because at the end of every Bill Guerin show, it's, all right, Billy. Hey, Billy, man, thanks a lot. You're unbelievable.
He's a kid who's living a dream,
okay,
and
Billy.
He's actually friends with an NHL guy. Let him alone about it.
All right.
I mean, that's cool for him, you know? I mean, it'd be cool for any of us if you were buddies with a big cyclist. I'm sure you would defend him against all facts.
Yeah, but if I ever had Lance Armstrong on the show, I wouldn't call him Lancey.
No,
you might.
He's just...
You might.
Is that it?
That's it.
All right, and then we have a cut further on as the torpedoes kept coming fast and furious. Now, I don't know what Antoine Walker does, but more importantly, I think the big three have... there's not enough from... What the heck was that?
Was that you, Bob?
No, that's Gribble opening his mic to burp.
That was an accident.
I don't know where I was. Ray and Mesquite.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
No, I want to address that best player, or better player.
I know where I was. Yeah, here's my last point. Just, I don't think Nash
Gribble.
And Finley are all world enough at this point.
See, when he's off of hockey, he sucks.
Where was I? Oh, I know where I was, on my knees in front of Billy Garrett.
Okay,
hey,
he didn't say that.
Come on. Are those your three candidates?
Wow.
And that's Junior this morning.
Why are they mad at you?
Well, I was trying to figure it out, and...
Because you do love yourself a little Billy Guerin, but why all of a sudden take shots at Bob?
Why am I now gay with him or something? I don't know.
Why are they pounding you? Seriously.
And
did you talk to George or anything this morning?
No, I did not. We've
those guys are on the road, weren't
we've
they?
We've both been trying to get these guys on the show today, especially Craig, because Craig seemed extra angry, and... I think we know a dog pile... I think we know the difference between a dog pile... of ticket nature, and then one where you're legitimately angry with someone, and I really am not sure the focus of Craig's anger in this particular case, and I
think it's funny how they started with the Sharks talk as a thinly veiled way to get to talk about you.
Well, all right, well then, we've had sources close to the situation suggest to me that it goes back to our discussion of Wednesday. So I had Tom look through that interview and look for any references to the Musers that might have picked a fight with them. And this is the, what, the 30-second cut that you found, Tom?
Yeah.
This is all, this is the only reference to them, the whole segment?
Yeah, this is the only one I found.
Okay, well, here it is.
Along the way, though, it's really interesting, and now the email speculation begins, and I heard the musers wildly speculating this morning that sources tell them, and with all due respect to those guys, I think I have a pretty good handle on who their star source is. I think he's, well, let me just leave it at that. But...